This next story references some alarming traffic death and injury data in America. According to the most recent statistics of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, well over 2 million people are killed or injured each year on the roads. A pedestrian is killed every 2 hours and injured every 7 minutes in traffic crashes in the United States. But this story is really about what you are willing to tolerate. 2 million dead or injured. Sad, but sounds like about the right number of accidents in our crazy, complicated world, right? Well, our next two guests reject the idea of accidents altogether. They call such incidents crashes, and it is not something they are willing to tolerate at all. Samara Daly's life was changed forever because of a motorist's bad decision that nearly killed her husband.
My husband was run over by a truck while cycling to work, and the truck ran over his left leg and crushed it, leaving very little of his left lower leg left, which has resulted in about 10 reconstructive surgeries to save his leg and still ongoing treatment.
Samara is now a member of Families for Safer Streets, a New York City organization dedicated to curbing aggressive or reckless driving on the streets. They're a branch of Transportation Alternatives. Also with us is Carolyn Sampanaro, who's deputy director of Transportation Alternatives. The organization's mission is to reclaim New York City's streets from the automobile and to promote bicycling, walking, public transit. The first step in doing that?
Imagine waking up one morning thinking that it was going to be the same exact morning, and it ended up changing your life forever. You receive a call from the FDNY paramedic that your husband, in this case my husband, Lewis, was rushed in critical care to Bellevue Hospital to try and save his leg from amputation. Unfortunately, I never in a million years thought I was going to be that wife or that family, but indeed it happened to our family in April of 2014. Nobody's invincible, unfortunately.
And I can hear the emotion in your voice, and it makes me think, even ask myself the question, why do we talk about people who get into traffic accidents with such a casual sense of, oh, wow, traffic accident, well, that's too bad. Caroline, Families for Safer Streets, a 10th annual World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims. This idea of not using the word accident and using the word crash instead all seems to suggest that we as a nation, as a society, tolerate tens of thousands of deaths each year because of traffic crashes. Do you think that's the case?
I think that's exactly the case, John. 2.3 million Americans a year are injured in traffic crashes. 2.3 million injuries is not an accident. It's a public health crisis, and it's something that we have control over. We know that great street design, better enforcement, better education can bring those numbers down, and we have the power to do that if our elected officials, our appointed officials, and as a society, we all chip in and we make changes.
I would agree. I mean, for me, hoping to get to a place where we don't have any more tragedies or awful, you know, crashes really needs to come to an end. And when you look at the number one incident for children under the age of 14 for injury-related deaths is to do with crashes, that's not tolerable. That's, you know, completely unacceptable and unimaginable as somebody who's raising, you know, a seven-year-old. And so I feel like people should become much more tolerant and much more outspoken about this issue.
Part of it is you have to imagine just how horrible it is to lose a seven-year-old child. But that's only one piece. The other piece is you have to believe, Caroline, that it's possible to design streets for commercial vehicles, public transit vehicles, and personal vehicles, and bicycles, and pedestrians, as opposed to just allow them to coexist without thinking about them. Can we design a system that works for all these, or is it kind of just chaos as it's been all my life?
We absolutely can. I mean, let's use the simple example of lowering the speed limit in New York City, which Transportation Alternatives and Families for Safe Streets did in 2014. When a driver is going 40 miles an hour and hits a pedestrian, 9 out of 10 times, someone will be killed. When that same driver is going 20 miles an hour on the same street, 9 out of 10 people walk away. So if we reinforce going slower with great street design, we literally have proven that we can save lives and prevent injuries. And so the difference between doing that and not doing that, of course, is in part a policy decision. But I think crash, not accident, really gets at the heart of what we can each do. We can each make a pledge to change the way we talk about this so that we put the right pressure on the decision makers that have the power to make change.
I love the speed limit, but how radical, Caroline, can we get with thinking about how to create more of a pecking order between commercial vehicles, public transit vehicles, personal vehicles, pedestrians, and bicyclists?
I mean, I think we have a long way to go. I think it's important to look at analogs, like you said. For example, let's think about drunk driving in this country. There used to be a time before Mothers Against Drunk Driving when drivers would hit and kill someone after getting drunk and getting in a car, and they'd say it was an accident, and they would drive away.
It was tolerated. Totally tolerated.
It was a private matter. And I think what we're talking about here is actually, again, the burdens on the system to protect people. And so, you know, in New York City right now, we're barely using automated enforcement, just as an example. Cities around the world are going out of their way to protect people by supplementing automated enforcement into the system. So failure to yield cameras, truck lane enforcement cameras, speed cameras, red light cameras. You know, if we were to scale up the way in which we deter dangerous driving, we'd be sending a stronger message to people driving in New York City and other cities around the country that, you know, people come first. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a simple choice that a driver's making to press the gas pedal moving through an intersection with people walking, and that's a choice we can not have happen. It's a choice we can say as a city we won't tolerate. We can design the street better to make it so that that's less likely to cause harm. We can also make sure that drivers know that there are consequences for doing that.
Samara Daly and Caroline Sampanaro, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.